If you want to share the reading of Scripture with me, we're going to go to the very beginning, the book of Genesis, and read from Genesis chapter 1, verse number 2, and verse number 1 and verse number 2. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1 and verse number 2. Many of us are quite familiar with this passage of Scripture. And indeed, you may think to yourself that it's fundamentally simple, but the Spirit of the Lord has put something in my heart for this service this morning that is not on the surface of the text. So if you've got your Scripture open, Genesis 1, verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I could stop right there for quite a while because that's a huge statement. That's a huge statement. In fact, the Scripture, the Bible opens with that one statement of fact. If you have faith to receive that, then you have faith to receive the rest of the book or the rest of the word. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And look at this next line of that second verse. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. If you will bow your heads with me, please, and let's pray and ask the Lord for His help in ministering the Word of God this morning. Ask Him to allow our spirit to receive what He's placed in my heart. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today that we have the opportunity together in the house of the Lord. Thank you that we are able to come together in your name and to worship and praise and honor you. We come, Lord, to the reading of your word, and I readily admit that without you I am incapable of ministering this word. So I would ask for your anointing and for your help. I pray that you would inspire my thoughts. Put your words in my mouth. Help what is spoken through these lips of clay today, Heavenly Father, to be none other than the utterance of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you would let what is spoken fall upon ears that are touched of God to receive, and not just ears to hear in the natural, but Lord, that you would open our spiritual being and that you would pour into our heart understanding, that you would minister to us through the word of God. Bless me now to be a blessing. Touch me now and use me as an instrument or a tool in your hand to speak your words. And I would ask these things and give you thanks for these things. In the awesome and mighty name of Jesus, and everyone in agreement with that prayer said amen. Amen. So I want to title the message this morning, or what the Lord has laid upon my heart this morning, I want to title it, The Hidden Treasure Within. The Hidden Treasure Within. As I begin here this morning, I should like to point out to you that the act of creation started or began with the activity of the Holy Spirit. When God began to create, first there was a move of His Holy Spirit. Can you see that in the text? The text declares that in the beginning, God. Not a big bang, not a cosmic clash of the atmosphere, but in the beginning, God. He was there in the beginning. Can you say amen? Amen. In the beginning, God, the one who the Bible calls the Ancient of Days. The one who the scripture calls the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The great I Am, God, Jehovah, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Some folks attribute creation to a big bang. But I submit to you this morning that if there was indeed a big bang, it was God that said bang. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2 says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Another translation, the God's Word translation, translates verse number 2 in this fashion. And the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the water, and the Spirit of God hovered over the water. That word hover or moved is, it's describing, and it means that the Spirit of God literally overshadowed or sat upon. It literally brooded or brooded over or rested upon. When I begin to study this, I could see in my mind a hen sitting on her nest, sitting on a pile of eggs, and that hen desired to bring the potential of life out of those eggs. And in my mind, I could see the Spirit of God as it moved or hovered or sat upon the darkness and the water. It was empty, and it was without form, and it was without void, and yet God saw something there that the eye could not see. Amen. Picture in your mind, if you will, this morning, and you've probably seen a motion picture or something to the effect, but you've seen a fog hover over a lake. You've seen a fog or a low cloud just hover over a lake. In my mind, that's how I see verse number 2. The Spirit of God literally and tangibly moved upon the face of the water. It hovered over the water. God was desiring, and God wanted to draw out the potential that was created down inside of it. In other words, there were some hidden treasures in that creation that was without form and void. God wanted to bring some things out of it. And in order to create, the first thing that had to happen was a move of the Spirit of the living God. There was some hidden treasures down inside of that without form and void. There were some hidden treasures in the emptiness. There were some hidden treasures there in the darkness upon the face of the deep that God wanted to draw out. What I'm saying this morning is that God saw potential. Amen. God saw not just the void and the darkness, but God saw what the quote unquote could be. It was indeed without form and void. It was without any good thing, but God saw past what it was and saw what it could become. Oh, help me, Jesus. Amen. I am so thankful this morning that my God looked past all of my emptiness and all of my void and all of my inability and all of my sin and saw not what I was, but what He could make of me. Amen. I'm so grateful this morning that God looked past all of my insufficiencies and said, I'm going to pick up, amen, because that's a diamond in the rough. I'm going to pick that up and make something useful out of Him. What I desire for you to see here this morning is the creative work of God always starts with a move of the Holy Spirit. As the Spirit moved, God began to draw out and create. There was an order to creation that started with the moving of God's Spirit. Verse number 3. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and nothing happened until, number 3, God said, let there be light. And there was light. But look at the pattern. The Spirit moved, God said, and then creation began to come about. There is an order. Let there be light. And the Spirit of God moved upon that darkness, and God reached into the darkness and pulled out light. God always is pulling things out and creating out. He reaches into the darkness and he pulls out light. And the scripture said that God said, it is good. But I'm not done yet. Look at verse number 6. As the Spirit of God began to continue to move, God reaches into the earth and he separates the water from the water. Verse number 6 in the King James says this, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. What in the world does that mean? It just simply means that God created an expansion between the water and the heavens and created what we call sky. How many of you are thankful for the blue sky? Amen. Oh, sometimes I just get carried away looking at the beautiful creation of God, watching those beautiful puffy clouds go by. What he's saying in verse number 6 is that God's Spirit moved and God reached into the water and divided the water and created an expansion that we would call our atmosphere, our near atmosphere, and he created the sky. He separated the water from the water so that there would be water both below and above. And God said it was good, but I'm not done yet. In verse number 9, the Spirit moves. God then reaches into the water and he says, let dry land appear. And he creates the dry land, or he gathers the great seas of the world and he gathers them together, and continents begin to appear. But it all started with a move of the Spirit and a powerful creative word from God. Let there be, let there be, let there be. And God saw all of the land and all of the continents and the things that the power of his word had created. And God said, it's good, but I'm not done yet. Verse number 11, the Spirit continues to move and God's Spirit broods over his creation, and God reaches into the soil of the earth and he begins to pull out or draw out the hidden treasure of the soil, and he begins to draw out the plant vegetation that we see on planet Earth. He creates all of the trees and the shrubs and says, and you produce fruit and you produce seed, having seed inside of you to produce after yourself. And God said, it's good, but I'm not done yet. If you continue reading chapter 1, same pattern. The Spirit moves, God speaks and creates, and it's good. But he's not done. Are you following that this morning? Continue reading in chapter 1. He reaches into the sea and he creates all of the creatures of the sea. He reaches into the dry land and he creates the animal kingdom. And every single time he announces, it's good, but I'm not done yet. I'm not through yet. On and on we could go verse by verse, and the Spirit moves and hovers over the object of God's desire, and then by the creative power of His Word, He draws out what has or what He has originally placed down within. He begins to pull up and pull out the hidden treasure. The natural eye could not see it. It just looked empty and void, but God said, I see something that you don't see. I see what it can be and not what it is. And I'm not done yet. I'm still working on it. How many of you know He's still working on me? Amen. He reaches in and he draws out the buried treasure and the thing that was hidden down in the darkness. And He draws out the treasure that was buried down in the emptiness. And if you continue to read chapter 1, there is a pattern that begins to develop over and over and over and over again. The Spirit hovers, the Spirit moves, and God reaches in and draws out the treasure that lies within, and God is reaching in and pulling out what He had originally deposited down in creation. The pattern is the Spirit moves, God creates by the power of His Word. It is good, but He is not done. The Spirit moves, God creates. It's good, but He ain't done yet. There is a much bigger picture that I want you to see this morning. I want you to see that pattern, but there is a much bigger picture that I want you to see. It is not just the moments of creation there in the beginning that I want you to see, but I want you to see the pattern. It's the bigger picture that I want you to lay a hold of. The Spirit moves. God draws out. It's always good, but He's never finished. Now let me give you 6,000 years of history in a few sentences. If you are a student of the Bible, I ask you to just simply really pay attention to what I am about to say. Because history repeats this pattern over and over and over again, and not just in creation. God reaches into the earth and He draws out of the dust of the earth and He creates man. God reaches into man and He pulled out a woman, and the Bible said that it was good, but He wasn't done yet. Do you see what I'm saying? He reaches into the soil, and out of the dust of the earth, He creates man. And then man was alone, and God said, it's not good for men to be alone. I will create for him a helpmate. How many of you are thankful for your helpmate? Amen. I can attest to the fact that it ain't good to be alone. I am grateful for my helpmate. And He reaches into the side of man, takes one of his ribs, and He pulls out of man woman, and it was good. In fact, I think God just must have said that day when He created woman, I have outdone myself. I got an amen from the ladies. But I'm not done yet. And He reaches into the woman and He pulls out. He reaches into the woman and He pulls out a family. The family of Abraham. And He reaches into the family of Abraham and He pulls out a nation called Israel. And He reaches into the nation of Israel, or the Jewish nation, and He pulls out a Messiah. And it was very good, but God wasn't done yet. He reaches into the Messiah and amen, Jesus, and He pulls out a blood-bought, born-again, chosen people that the Bible says are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood and a holy nation and a peculiar people that He has called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Did you see that? He reaches into man, pulls out a woman. He reaches into the woman and pulls out a nation or a family. He reaches into the family and pulls out a nation. He reaches into the nation and pulls out a Messiah. And out of the Messiah, he pulls out a blood-bought, born-again people that would show forth the praises of him that he has called out of darkness, called out of void, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. How did it happen? All by way of the Holy Spirit moving in our life. That pattern is there. I remember when I got saved. How do we get saved? How do we give our heart to the Lord? The Bible is very clear how we become born again. How does it happen? It happens like this. The Holy Spirit of God moves upon our life and convicts us of our living, convicts us of our sin, and we recognize our need for a Savior. And then from that point forward, we call upon the name of the Lord, and he washes us in the blood of Christ and cleans us from our past and gives us a new future and makes us part of the family of God. It all starts with a move of the Holy Spirit. Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation." God reached down and chose you. The Bible is clear that you did not choose him, but he chose you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That means some folk go, "Well, I guess, what if he never chooses me?" He's chosen you. That's why you're here. That's why you feel the Spirit of the Lord talking to your heart and drawing you near to God, because he's chose you. And when the Holy Spirit brings that move of God's presence upon your life, amen, God is drawing you and pulling you out. Not just pulling you out, but pulling you out to bring you into something greater and something better. He said, "We are a royal priesthood and a holy nation that should show forth the praises of him." Show forth our praise unto him who has called us out, drawn us out, pulled us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And God always says, when a child is born again, it's good, but I ain't done with you yet. I'm not done with you yet. We just covered about 6,000 years of history. But what I want you to see is that God is always drawing out the hidden treasure that is buried within us. He is always drawing out the hidden treasure that is within the without form and void of our lives. It is in the same fashion this morning that the Holy Spirit moves and God draws us out of our sin and draws us out of our iniquity and draws us out of our ungodly ways, and he brings us into his wonderful light and his wonderful salvation and into this wonderful relationship that will change your life forever. And it's good, but he is never through with us. When God began to put this message upon my heart, I couldn't help but think to myself, I wonder what kind of hidden treasure is down inside each one of you. I wonder what kind of hidden treasure that God has placed down inside of your heart. I couldn't help but wonder what God has deposited down inside of you that he is desiring to draw out. You are his creation. I am his creation. The Bible said that we are created in the very image of God. And the Bible declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 7, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What Paul was saying is that we all have received the light of the gospel, and we all have received the treasure, amen, of God's available salvation. But it's up to us to allow the Holy Spirit to move and let the creative work of God bring it out. Paul was saying specifically, amen, he was saying that God had reached into the darkness of his life and had pulled out of the darkness and pulled out of the emptiness there in the beginning, just as it was in the beginning. Paul is saying God reached into my life and he pulled out this glorious message of Jesus Christ. Just as it was in the beginning, Paul was saying, amen, that God had reached into his life and had commanded the light of understanding to shine out of darkness. And the Lord pulled out the treasure of the gospel of grace by faith in the apostle Paul. I wonder what kind of treasure this morning is buried down in your life that God is wanting to bring to the surface and that God is desiring to do in your life this morning. How many of you know there's some buried hidden treasure down in all of us if we will just allow the Holy Spirit to move and allow God to draw us? He'll bring it to the surface. I wonder what kind of treasure is buried in your heart. What God can do with the without form and void of your life. I submit to you this morning that the only way that we will ever find out is by allowing the Holy Spirit to move inside of our hearts. The only way we will ever find out what kind of buried treasure is down within us is if we will be open and receptive to the move of the Holy Spirit. You are not here by accident. You are not here this morning by happenstance. God is calling you. God is drawing you. And there are some things down in your life that God wants to pull to the surface of your life. And you may be sitting here this morning thinking, well, I'm in a pretty good place. Amen. It may be very good, but God ain't done yet. Hello. Let me just share. I begin to pray and ask the Lord, how can I get across what I'm trying to get across? God said, use your own life. So let me just start with my testimony. There was a time when all I wanted to be was an entertainer. I had a country rock group that traveled all over the United States called Gary White and the Countrymen. I made a lot of money, seen my name in 6-foot letters. Had notoriety, had a recording deal with Caprice Records. You'd think I would be a happy camper. I was not. On my way from Grand Junction, Colorado, one day when we had just played a show with Farron Young and a bunch of old-time country guys, we were on our way from Grand Junction, Colorado, on our way back home to Emmett, Idaho. I was just going to hang out, rest for a couple of weeks, do nothing but go fishing. God had other plans. I'm driving down the road somewhere around Twin Falls, Idaho. I'm thumbing through the radio stations, and I come across this gospel music station out of Twin Falls, and they said, we're playing a brand new album. This goes a long way back, folks. But we're playing a brand new album by the Henson family. I told my wife, who was riding with me, I said, hey, I know these people. They used to come to my daddy's church when I was a kid. I just want to listen for a little while and see what they sound like. Talk about a Holy Ghost setup. And I'm driving down the road. Spirit of the Lord began to move on my heart. God speaks to me softly in that little still small voice in the wee depths of my heart as the Holy Spirit was moving. I could feel the anointing of God coming off of that music. What was it? It was just the Spirit of the Lord moving on my emptiness and moving on my void. God says to me in a very still, small voice, "Are you happy?" I'm like, "No, not really." "Why aren't you happy?" And I'm like, "I don't really know. I mean, I got a good woman. I've got money. I've got a little notoriety. I'm seeing my dreams come true. I got a record deal. Are you happy?" "No." He said, "You know, if you'll ask me, I'll give you a drink of living water. If you'll just call upon me, I'll give you a drink of living water that'll quench your thirst." By then, tears are rolling down my face. By then, my wife's looking at me. You know, she said a moment earlier, you know, that she was raised in a household and their extent with God was, you know, "Don't put nothing on the Bible. It's holy." And she looks at me, and I mean, you know, I got tears running down my eyes. She's like, "What in the world is the matter with you?" I pulled off the side of the road somewhere between Twin Falls and Mountain Home and gave my heart to Jesus. Said, "If you'll come into my heart, if you'll come into my life, if you'll change me, if you'll give me that living water, if you'll forgive me of the things that I've done, I will never look back. I'll follow you." Amen. What was happening? The Holy Spirit was setting me up and moving in my life to draw me out of darkness and to draw me out of my sin and my iniquity and draw me out, amen, to the place where God could bring to the surface some things that were hidden down within my life. And when God saved me, when he saved me, he reached down into the heart of someone that had aspirations of being an entertainer, and he pulled out an individual that fell in love with his word. When I got saved, I could not put my Bible down. My wife talked to my parents and said, "Is he okay? All he does is read. All he does is study. All he does is read the Bible." There were times that I would literally fall asleep and I would take my Bible and I would put it under my head and lay my head on it because I wanted it to be close to me because I fell in love with his word. The prophet Jeremiah said one time in the scripture, he said, "Thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." That's what happened to me. I fell in love with his word because he pulled out of me, amen, from out of that individual that wanted to be an entertainer, wanted to be a singer. He pulled out of me somebody that fell in love with the word of God. And he said, "That's good, but I ain't done with you yet." And after I'd fell in love with his word and the Holy Spirit continued to move in my life, he reached down into that man that had fell in love with the word of God, and he pulled, and I might add reluctantly, he pulled out a preacher. Took him about 3.5 years to do it. He pulled out a minister, pulled out a country preacher. And he said, "That's good, but I ain't done with you yet." And then as the Holy Spirit continued to move in my life, he reached out in the heart of that little country preacher and he pulled out an individual. He pulled out the ministry of evangelism and he sent me on the evangelistic field. And for about 22 years, I traveled from one coast to the other coast and from the northern border to the southern border, preaching in little churches and preaching in mega churches and preaching in camp meetings alongside the riverbanks, wherever I could find an audience. He sent me to preach the word of God. And he said, "That's good, but I ain't done with you yet." May 2005, as I continued to allow the Holy Spirit to move in my heart, he reached into the heart of that evangelist and he pulled out a pastor. He pulled out someone that wanted to shepherd God's people. Do you see what I'm saying this morning? There is a hidden treasure down inside all of us. Let me give you some biblical examples. Let me give you some biblical examples. He reached down into the life of a shepherd boy and pulled out a king. He reached inside of a little Jewish girl and pulled out a queen, Esther. He reached into the lives of fishermen and tax collectors, and he pulled out apostles and disciples. You see what I'm saying this morning? There's some hidden treasure down in all of us. I wonder this morning what kind of hidden treasure is in your heart. I wonder this morning what God is desiring to draw up out of your life. I wonder this morning how many teachers and how many preachers God is raising up from out of Elevation Worship Center as we allow the Spirit of God to move in our midst. It all starts with a move of the Holy Spirit and a powerful creative word from God. And when that creative word goes forth, God reaches in and pulls up and out. And then God says, "It's good, but I ain't done with you yet." Hallelujah. I can say with a whole heart, I'm glad he ain't done with me yet. I'm glad he ain't done with me yet. I wonder what's buried in your life. I wonder what kind of hidden treasure is down in your spirit, down in your heart. And God is saying, just please allow my spirit to move. Let me speak a creative word into your heart that will recreate and regenerate and change you from the inside out. And it'll be good. It's always good. It's always good. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In other words, when God creates, it's always good, but thank God he's never through with us. Hallelujah. I can remember back when God pulled that heart of a pastor out of an evangelist. I can remember back when he pulled that evangelist out of a country preacher. I can remember when he pulled that country preacher out of a man that fell in love with his word, but I can also remember when he pulled the man that fell in love with God's word out of that individual that just had a desire to do his own thing. And all the while, God saw what no one else saw. If you would have told me when I gave my heart to the Lord that he was going to call me to preach and to pastor his church or his people, I would have been the last person to believe you. Anybody but me. Anybody but me. Anybody but me. Have you ever noticed that God often uses people with the past to do great things for the kingdom of God? He always chooses the most unlikely one of the bunch. Hello? He always chooses the most unlikely of the crowd. He chose an adulterer as king over Israel. He chose a murderer, Moses, to lead the people of God out of Egypt. He chose a murderer, a thief, an adulterer to pour out his love and his favor as an example to all of us that none of us have done so much wrong that he cannot change the mistakes of our life. We've all been through so many things in our lives that if we were to tell it, we would feel like we wouldn't even be worthy to come to church. But if God can use King David, if God can use Moses, if God can use Mary Magdalene, who was a prostitute, then what in the world makes us believe that God can somehow not choose or to choose to use us? How could we ever believe the lie and think that he could not redeem us and that his blood would not be sufficient to cleanse us? Let me just share something with you that the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me this past week as I studied for this service. If you choose to live in your past, and you choose to live in your past mistakes, in your sins, and in your shortcomings, then your life will be summed up in one single word. And that word is regret. Because we all have done things that we regret. But I'm here to tell you this morning that if you call upon the name of the Lord, who is free to forgive and to save and to cleanse and to wash and to make us perfectly clean and give us a brand new start on life, but you can never have it looking back. Maybe you've heard the phrase, you can't drive forward looking through the rearview mirror. How many of you know your windshield on the car is the largest part? It's way bigger than the rearview mirror. Can you say amen? You know why? Because God intends for us to move forward. What's done is done. What's in the past is in the past. It is the same with God. He wants you to be so focused on your future that you forget about the things that you have done. So focused on your future with him that you don't even notice what's going on in the rearview mirror. God is more interested in your heart right now than he is with your past performance. God is more interested. He's desiring to pull you up to another level, to another place. But you must quit looking in the past. You must quit looking in unbelief and without form and void. Allow the Holy Spirit to move across your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to move across your life. And when the Holy Spirit moves, it gives God the opportunity to speak a word into your life, a creative word that brings change. Some of you sitting here under the sound of my voice desire change in your life. And I'm not talking about change, you know, changing wives or changing jobs or change. I'm talking about a change in your spirit. I'm tired of feeling unsatisfied. I'm tired of feeling empty. I'm tired of feeling like life should have more to offer. What you're missing is Christ. What you're missing is relationship with Jesus. I wonder this morning what God could pull up out of our lives if we allow the Holy Spirit to set down upon our heart and allow the Spirit living and brooding over our heart. I wonder what he could pull up if we would just simply become obedient to the voice of the Lord instead of trying to do things our own way all the time. And where you are this morning may be good. But I remind you this morning that he's never through. He's never done. He's always bringing us up, bringing us out. Always constantly pulling and drawing out of us something more precious, something more valuable, hidden treasure within our hearts. My prayer this morning, not only for my life, but for all of us, my prayer this morning is that we will allow the move of the Holy Spirit to move across our hearts, that we will say yes to God when he speaks into our spirit, that he may draw out the hidden treasures that are within. The Bible says that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man. What God has in store for those that love him, I'm telling you this morning, you may be in a good place and God may have created some wonderful things in your life, but he's not done. He's just waiting for you to allow the Holy Spirit to move so that he can draw out something greater in your life. There are hidden treasures in all of us that only God can see. And I believe this morning with all of my heart that he is desiring to pull them to the surface in you, in me, if we will just say yes to the Lord. Bow your heads all over the building this morning, if you will, please. Musicians, would you please return? I want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for drawing out the hidden treasures that you created us with. They may be buried somewhere down in the recesses of our heart. But God, your creative power can bring them up and draw them to the surface and bring to reality the hidden treasures that you have placed within us. I pray this morning, Lord, that we will allow the Holy Spirit to move in us. That we will allow the Holy Spirit to move or brood or rest upon our hearts. So that by the creative power of your word, you may speak into our lives and bring us from glory to glory and from faith to faith until we are all matured and grown up to the stature of Christ. Thank you for the anointing that I've felt preaching the word. And now I must leave the results to you. Speak to hearts, Heavenly Father. Speak into the spirits of those that are sitting here in this house. Whisper softly in their ear, in their mind, in their heart. Come up a little bit higher. Let me bring you out of that darkness and out of that void and out of that emptiness into the marvelous light. Let me bring you up to another level in Christ. There's some hidden things in our hearts that only you can see, oh God. Draw them out, draw them out, draw them up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Maybe you are here in this place this morning and you feel the presence of God just sweeping across your heart. And you feel the Holy Spirit drawing you just as he drew out the light, just as he drew out the sky, just as he drew out the land, just as he drew out the vegetation, just as he drew out the man, the woman, the family, the nation, the Messiah, the blood bought. He's drawing you. He's calling you. Maybe you feel that Holy Spirit drawing you this morning. How many of you would slip up your hand and say, Lord, you draw out whatever is within me and draw me closer to you. Yes, 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 yes. God sees the hands that are being lifted. Amen. If that's you, slip up your hand and say, Lord, I want you to draw out of my life. Draw me near to you. Anyone else? God sees your hand and yours. You may be in a good place, but you recognize that there's more. He ain't done yet. You say, Lord, that's me. I don't want you to be done with me yet. I got some rough edges. Amen. I got some rough edges. Lord, that's me. Stand to your feet all over the building. Hands have been lifted. Allow me to pray with you before we sing and worship one more time before we are dismissed. Heavenly Father, you have seen every hand. And what's more than that, Lord, you know every heart. I pray, Heavenly Father, that as we just simply say yes, that you would create, that you would create, that you would draw up, draw out the buried treasure, the gifts, the things that you desire to anoint in our lives. Draw it up, draw it out, and draw us closer to Christ. I ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless every hand lifted today. Lord, I know every hand did not go unnoticed by you. Touch their hearts, touch their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask. Amen and amen.